Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim up bar. Classic perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley. Life
will beat you the down. Color of the pen that I hold in my hand is royal blue.
Welcome back here live with Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. And we're discussing how you can reinvent yourself, and we're talking about it how you can start tonight. No matter what number age you are, I remember when I was a little kid, I used to always say, what number age are you? And a lot of times when we were young, we'd always add that half. I'm 14 and a half, I'm 12 and a half. Well, you don't do that anymore when you get older. So the whole concept tonight is you can reinvent yourself to make yourself more relevant, more secure in your own skin, happier, and more on the pulse of what's important to you and what's happening in your life. You know, for the record, reinvent is to remake or make over, as in a different form. Everyone on this planet, to some degree, without even realizing it, reinvents themselves on a daily basis. Some people, you know, they average every 10 years. That's when they do a reinvention. Other people do it slightly calmly on a daily basis. We're going to talk about that tonight. So joining us tonight on Perspectives, Heidi Dillon. You know, I would have to ask you, I'd actually have to ask Heidi herself how to define her. Heidi, it's so wonderful having you on Perspectives Live here with Ashley Burgess. How are you doing this evening?
Ashley, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Lovely to have you here. Thank you so much. You make this place look so much better.
Oh, you're sweet. I'm 60 and a half, so that means a lot to me.
60 and a half, that's perfect. I like how you added a half, too, because it's kind of like how I used to do. So, you know, so Heidi, explain yourself a little bit. Just, you know, kind of give us a little background, you know, a little backstory, just so our audience understands why you are so relevant to discuss the concept of reinvention.
Well, my backstory could take up probably about 10 segments at my age. But at this point in time, my recent reinvention is of an executive producer, a television producer in Hollywood. Before that, I founded a nonprofit organization here in Dallas called The Fashionistas. And before that, I served on a million committees and chaired a bunch of social events here in Dallas. You know, all the stuff like Beaux-Arts Balls, it was called back in the day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society luncheon, St. Valentine's Day luncheon, all that kind of stuff. And then, reinventing myself as a television producer has probably been the most challenging, difficult, and interesting reinvention of my life.
That's awesome. See, this is the reason why Heidi's here, because I know that she's going to offer not only timeless tools, but also appetizers, really, for thought to inspire you with catching you up more, say, on the concept of reinvention, how she does it, how you can do it, and why she really chooses, and how she's also kept on growing a healthy family, having a happy marriage without losing her identity really in the process. No matter what age, it's never too late to make even small changes that inspire you and make you happy. So Heidi, what does reinvention mean to you?
I mean, for me, it means completely doing something completely different that I never, ever would have anticipated doing looking back on it. For example, I never in 100 million years would have thought I would do any of the things I have done here in Dallas over the past 20 years. I was trained to be an artist. I have a master's degree, bachelor's and master's degree in fine arts from the University of Massachusetts. And my entire life, I always just felt I would be an artist. And I guess I have been true to that, but there are so many ways that being an artist can manifest itself in your life. And so looking back, that really is the thread that holds together everything that I've ever done, because all the things I've done, you know, really are part of the creative process.
So let me ask you, I know people listening tonight and our audience would like to know, what age did you really first begin reinventing yourself?
I think my first invention was when I was a little kid. I used to call myself Princess Mary Louise from the castle. And that was the first time that I became something else. And I think I'm still probably Queen Mary Louise from the castle, but that was the first time. And I think, you know, after I got my master's degree, I mean, I was Heidi Dillon. My name wasn't Dillon at the time, but I was Heidi Dillon, artist, and then art teacher, and then I think the first reinvention came when I decided to get into the fitness industry. And so I did, I taught a lot of fitness classes and had a line of clothing that I sold in fitness centers in South Carolina where I used to live. And so then I became Heidi Dillon Fitness Guru. And that was really a big reinvention. But, you know, the thread that kept the creative thing going was at the time I designed sweatshirts and garments to wear over your fitness wear. And so that was something that I was doing that was very creative at the time.
Wow.
I've had a million lives, Ashley. Honestly, we could sit here all night.
I like that. We have to have a longer show, and you're definitely going to come back, I hope, to Perspectives. Even though a lot of things have been happening tonight, let me give you the little backstory. Because you're not able to see what's going on tonight, and I'm not going to sit there and talk about station information, but I am going to say one thing. Woo, it's hot in here. It is hot in here. We are we're doing some like hot yoga or something in here. We got a lot of stuff going on. We'll talk more about the elements. But I'll tell you that, Heidi, you are a very wonderful guest to deal with all these situations that
we've
had tonight.
I love hot yoga, Ashley. I do it a lot. So.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. How do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And I have a little exercise studio in my house where I keep it 90 degrees, and I'm always like banging something out down there, so.
I might have to try that out with you.
Yeah, come on over. I'll kick your butt.
I know. I bet you will. I'm up for it, though. I'm up for a challenge. I'll tell you that. I'm good for that. I'm good. Come on, coach. Put me in the game, you know? So, you know, we've been talking about reinvention. Now, I think that reinvention kind of correlates with relevance. And so if you were really to explain to me what relevance really means to you, where would you begin?
I'd begin with my son. I have a 16-year-old boy, and there's nothing that says relevance more than hanging out with teenagers because he keeps me abreast of all the current things that are going on. And I think even if you don't have the benefit of your teenagers at home anymore, I think being relevant just means keeping abreast of what's going on. And it's really as simple as that, being interested in what is going on. I mean, my mother is going to be 90 years old, and she's still completely relevant. She to the point where she has a 91-year-old hot boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you have good genetics, too, though. I mean, you know, some of us don't have relatives that are 90 and still alive.
Well, I'm adopted, so I hope just by osmosis somehow I got those genes.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. I want
to have a hot boyfriend when I'm 90.
Heck yes. Heck yes. And a very fast car and speeding and getting pulled over and saying, Sonny, I'm young. I'm old enough to be your grandmother, you know?
All that.
And don't give me a ticket or I'm going to hurt you. Anyway, you know, so we talked about relevance. So I got to figure out one thing. Some people feel like they were relevant when they were really young. Do you feel more relevant now, though, than you did when you were 20?
I never thought about relevance when I was young because I think you just are. You know, and I was part of that whole hippie generation. So I was, you know, went with that flow and all that entails, which we don't need to get into right now. But I do feel I'm a lot more relevant now. I mean, in terms of I actually think about what I'm doing and think about what's going on as opposed to just literally just going with the flow and what everybody else is doing. So I like to be, you know, a little ahead of the curve. And being a television producer, that's something that's important, is to be ahead of the curve and try to understand what people want, what they want to watch, what they want to know about before they know they want to see it or know about it.
You know, I asked this question on social media, and I said, you know, I asked about reinvention, and I asked if people had done it, and most people said they had done it or they were actually in the process of doing it. But did you make really a conscious choice to reinvent yourself?
It wasn't like I woke up one day and I said, look, I'm going to do this. But with the television producer thing, it was, most things are a process, Ashley, as you certainly know. But there was a definite moment where I said, this is what I'm going to do with the television producer thing. As far as being an artist and a lot of the other stuff, that's just my DNA, you know, so I didn't make conscious decisions. I just, you know, it's when something's part of your DNA, you don't really have a choice. It's who you are. So, but
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. You really can't pick once you know that you're kind of set on that, you know, you're set on it. And it's like your whole body knows it. And it's like you're only happy when you're really doing it.
Yeah.
Or you're following with that. And I think that's like, you know, not only following your heart, but just following your gut. And that has something to do with it.
Well, that's what I do a lot. I follow my gut and it's never let me down.
That's good.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't follow it, unfortunately. And a lot of times when you don't follow it, your gut just, you know, it kind of gets quieter, quieter, quieter.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been in a position my whole life where either I've been able to make decisions that I want to make. I haven't, you know, I'm married to a wonderful man and he supports whatever I do to the point where it's sometimes unbelievable. I don't know how or why he does it. But so I haven't been in a position where, you know, I'm putting bread on the table. I have to put bread on the table. And when you're in that position, it is harder to be able to follow your gut and make a choice to change your life. And I've been very, very blessed that I have been able to go with the flow. The downside is that I have been following my husband around the country. So I haven't had that kind of established career. So, you know, since I've done a lot of different things in my life, which I think is very interesting, I do sort of lament at times the fact that I'm a, you know, not a master of any one thing in particular. I know a lot about a lot of things, and I've done a lot of different things. And I look to people who've spent their whole life, like my husband, and he is a master at what he does. But that hasn't been my lot in life. And so I've made the best of it. You know, I've moved to a number of different cities. And when you come to a new city, like I did to Dallas and didn't know a soul when we moved here, I had to just figure out what the heck it was I was going to do to pass the time of day and keep it interesting. And because if I'm bored, you mentioned boredom before, if I get bored, it's not a pretty picture, you know. So I had to keep my life going. And
that's awesome because, you know, boredom really, we'll talk about this later on in the hour. Boredom is really just an indicator of something else. So let me ask you before we go to a break, let me ask you about, you know, how people always think about really reinvention of themselves as only really renewing their appearance. But what do you think about really reinvention of one's attitude?
That's the hardest reinvention, I think, in the book is just adjusting your attitude. Because I think we can all, things go bad, bad things happen. A good friend of ours just passed away, and my husband and I are trying to come out of the funk from that. And, you know, it's really that whole process again of shifting your attitude over to the positive end of the continuum. And that's what you always have to be doing, because I don't know how you guys are out there, but I tend to shift the other way. Just like maybe that's my artistic nature. My mom always said, well, you have that artistic temperament. But, you know, I'm always having to pull myself out into the light and see the good stuff and change my attitude. Because when I'm on that other side of things, I really can't function properly. I'm no good for anything.
And I think that's said for most people. I think most of us listening actually tonight understand that attitude is so important and seeing things in the right light, also maybe a more positive light. But stay tuned because tonight's perspectives is really discussing how to reinvent you. You know, you can reinvent yourself at any age, how to bypass the bumps in the age road and how to really stay relevant, as well as how to do it while you're caring for your family and others. And Heidi Dillon's going to return with us here in this next segment and talk about all these concepts, as well as I'm going to give you the four tricks on really how to reinvent yourself, how to understand when you're actually self-sabotaging yourself, but more or less how to understand what reinvention is. So stay tuned because guess what? Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, well, okay, we'll be back in two shakes.